these lawyers. Who needs them? Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
I had to wait for that part with that guitar.
Yeah,
welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our radio program, all about the law and its peculiarities.
I noticed in that music, what do you call it, bumper music or whatever it is.
Bumpers, yes.
They must have been new. Did you hear the drummer? He must be using bumpers. Will you talk to staccato and tell him the guy is using a hammer instead of a drumstick?
You know,
give
this
a guy a headache.
It's been a long time since they played the Giuseppe Verdi's La Forza del Destino.
Well, you know, let me tell you, they're ruining our destino with their force.
So, well, let's get back to the case at hand here. The Attorney General, our United States Attorney General this week, raised some questions about the death penalty in the 9/11 case.
Yes.
Is this guy sticking his nose where it shouldn't be?
Well, I think this whole Justice Department's attitude is a little extreme in what we're used to. He seems to be obsessed with, you know, constitutional protections for defendants. And it's a good thing to keep that in mind. But usually he's a prosecutor
right.
on behalf of the United States.
He's kind of on the wrong side of the pillow here.
And now he feels, Eric Holder says, that there's a real question about whether a terrorist suspect, such as self-professed September 11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, can face the death penalty if he were to plead guilty before a military commission. But he says that's why he should be in a civil court, because you get a worse sentence there, they could give him death. Holder proposed last year trying Mohammed and four alleged accomplices in civilian courts in New York City. And isn't that great? The New York City,
right.
the federal courthouse.
They need that.
The federal courthouse in New York City, you can throw a stone to the ground zero from there.
Right.
It's about two blocks away. Maybe a little bit more. So everybody in New York City said, my God, you'll drive us crazy. It'll cost $9 gazillion to provide police and security
right.
and everything else, plus the hysterical people who are going to, you know, there could be all kind of outbreaks
right.
trying it where these Sheikh Mohammed was guilty of murdering 3,000 people.
Right.
But we don't want to worry. Now he says we may not be able to give him the death penalty. You know, come on, Eric, start getting with it, will you please? The table, you know, all the options are on the table about where to try Mohammed and the other four terrorists.
Well, what about Palm Springs? Someplace
well,
nice.
They should, yeah, someplace nice in the summer in Palm Springs. Or in Phoenix. It's 113 degrees today.
That's where he should be.
That's where he should be. Outdoors. They'll have an outdoor trial.
They can sweat the evidence out of him.
Right.
All right.
And particularly if he wears all those robes.
Exactly.
And, you know, they put the thing on his head
right.
made out of wool. Anyway. The possibility of having him go before a military commission in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo.
That's easy for you
is,
to say.
That's right. Is where they well where they're now being held is one of the possibilities.
All right.
But he is taking that into account, and as far as I'm concerned, I mean, in this case, the death penalty certainly ought to be imposed.
Absolutely.
If they're found guilty.
Right.
All
if
right.
they found innocent,
but you know,
they should be shot at sunrise.
Holder's what's the other thing he's getting his nose
he's,
into?
He's always, you're right about the observation that he sounds more like a
thing
defense
is,
attorney than
he's
he does
bringing,
a prosecutor.
He's bringing a lawsuit against the immigration laws.
Oh,
he's,
we'll talk about that.
And that we're going to get
to. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to our next one here. Legal bills. Oh, this is right up your alley. What about the fees
what
on this
What about
one?
The fees?
Legal bills in a divorce case top $34 million.
Right. Well,
now, wouldn't you want to be the attorney on that case?
I think the attorney might have pumped this case up a little. How the heck in a divorce case? Either our wife wants to get rid of her husband, or he wants to get rid of her. I want to tell you, at $34 million, shoot him. Get rid of them that way, because a few years in jail, you can say you were enraged, it was a hot passion
right.
type of murder, you were provoked
right.
because you saw what she looked like after many years, you got your cataract fixed up and you saw what she looked like, and you said to yourself, shoot her! And it was easier, because at $34 million, I'd rather have the death sentence.
That's right. Especially with our attorney general, who will just throw it out anyway.
Well, there's apparently an unidentified woman, presumably rich, she's seeking court intervention concerning $10.5 million in legal fees. She says she's been charged in a hard-fought 5-year divorce battle. Her husband has allegedly spent $26 million in legal fees so far in this case. And it's in Australia. And I think that the problem is there. they've been hanging upside down so long in Australia that the blood is rushing to their heads, and, you know, it's making them crazy. Anyway,
all right.
The legal fees she was charged, she claims, were unfair and unreasonable. And she says she is stressed and strapped for cash and asked the Supreme Court to intervene and cut the bill. And I think they will, and they probably should.
$34 million.
I mean, her now former law firm, which is not identified, says the client was fully informed
of their outrageous prices.
Well, that not all lawyers charged on the same basis. Well, I would like to know what basis they charge $34 million for a divorce.
Oh, my goodness.
At any rate.
All right, well. I want to stay in the field of law firms.
They claim that it did what it did. It says it did what it had to do to pursue her goal of maximizing the chance of a successful outcome. Well, every lawyer is supposed to do that, my friend, on behalf of your client, and you're not supposed to get $34 million for doing that. So, anyway,
all right. Well,
I got to tell you, don't go to those guys again.
For your next divorce, stay married.
Or, again, resort to firearms.
It's a good thing you never practiced matrimonial law.
Jeez,
oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well, here's a client. An ex-client wins $7.3 million for emotional distress against his law firm.
That's right.
Now, tell me about that. Well, His law firm caused him distress. I was surprised to read this.
His law firm, well, law firms will cause most of their clients stress.
That's
right. Wait till they see the bill.
Right.
I mean, when they send the bill, that'll cause you stress. Not only emotional stress, all kind of stress, financial stress, distress, every kind of stress. Anyway, a former client claims that his law firm worked against his interests in a battle with his brother for control of a now shuttered Northern Mattress and Furniture Company, was awarded almost $7.5 million by a Maine jury for emotional distress. He alleged he was kept from entering the family business headquarters because of a sexual harassment claim that he alleged was orchestrated by his brother so the brother could take control of the business.
Wow, that sounds good.
Well, it's a crazy way to do it, but Bernstein, Scher, Sawyer, and Nelson says it will appeal. They don't want to pay the money. They were the lawyers. And they said, our lawyer's actions did not cause Peter Redman, who was the guy suing, to be banned from his business or cause his distress. And we believe the evidence does not support the judgment awarded him, they said in a statement. I guess that's how you say things in a statement.
Yes.
Anyway, good luck to you guys.
And this is a, what kind of mattress company?
It was a mattress company.
And he accused his attorneys of lying down on the job.
Right.
Yes. Or Asleep at the Slicer, which was my first book about my life in an Italian delicatessen.
Yeah, well, he got
At the Slicer.
Yeah, well, the Sleep at the Slicer, not only that, you got a serious injury because I heard you got a little behind in your work.
Don't you folks get anywhere behind or forward or backwards or upside down, because we're going to be right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them.